day. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
And now, the gist from gist.com.
I beg my friend, help me loud it.
I beg my friend, help me loud it. I love that intro, and I will always love that intro. Hey, what's up, guys? This is Lola from gist.com. Welcome to the very first, the intro episode of the Gist podcast. This is Major. I'm so happy that you're here. At first, before even going into it, I gotta say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for inserting this show in your eardrums right now, no matter where you are, at the gym, in the car, wherever you are, just thank you. This is Major. This is a big thing. I'm really excited. And I'm looking forward to what's to come. So let me just tell you a little bit about what you're listening to. This is the Gist podcast. If you're not familiar with Gist, Gist is a website, blog right now. It's GIIST.com. And it's a platform to basically promote contemporary African culture. And, you know, that encompasses the music, the style, the stories, the love. There's lots of love things happening. The news, the tidbits, there's just a lot going on. And Gist is a platform to talk about it, to promote it. This podcast specifically, we're going to do a lot of interviews with people who are doing amazing things. Musicians who have new music coming out. Style folks who are going to give us advice. We're going to hear stuff about love and about different life issues that people are going through. Just a lot of things. I guess I could use this opportunity now to kind of go into what brought this about. I was born and raised in New Jersey, but my family is Nigerian. My parents came from Nigeria in the 80s. And so I was born and raised in a Nigerian household, but I'm like a first generation a kid. So I had never lived in Nigeria, though, you know, we had always gone back for visits to see grandparents and family and whatnot. But in 2010, after grad school, I decided to move to Lagos for a job. Never having lived there before, I didn't know what to expect, and I was very naive about what the situation was going to be like. And 3.5 years of living there, it was just like a shine your eyes, open eyes kind of situation. I learned a lot. The hustle in Lagos is so crazy. I always say to people, you know, people ask me, so how was it? How did you enjoy it? What did you do? Where did you go? How did you do with no water, no electricity? And of course, there was water. Come on now, calm down, everybody. But, you know, the electricity thing was serious. Not having electricity at some points and having to run on gen and all of that. I know the listeners who are living in Nigeria or in Ghana or in Southern, everybody's like, look at this one. This is what we do on a daily basis. But coming from an environment where we didn't have that issue to an environment where that issue was prevalent, it was just part of it. It was just part of the experience. You couldn't even, like, I mean, you could sit here and talk bad and all of that, but it's just part of the experience, right? Like, every place you are, every country has its own thing, right? So that was just part of the experience of living in Lagos. And so, but one of the biggest things that stood out to me while I was there was a lot of times, like, when you were in traffic, and you spent a lot of time in traffic in Nigeria, especially in 2010, before they had really fixed the roads on the island. We spent a lot of time in traffic, and we listened to these shows like Inspiration FM and a couple of other shows where, you know, they do like life issues, and people would call in and just talk about their stories, or they talk about the things that they're into. So, you know, you had women who had started NGOs because they had been abused. And so they started organizations for women like them, and they had been able to, like, save lives. And then you had instances where people would call in and say, give some stories like, oh, I'm in love with another person, somebody who's not my wife or my husband. And everybody would be like, oh my God, you know, what do you mean you're in love with somebody else? You're married, da 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 da. And people would call it and talk about how they were carrying on affairs, and it was just like a part of life, and this was just their story. And it's like, you know, people would call in and judge. Some people would call in and say, hey, I can't even judge because I'm living that right now. That was crazy. There were times when musicians would come in and talk about their music and like what brought them to where they are with their music. Like, what were the stories that inspired the music that they were making? You know, just stuff like that. Like, that is really, that is what Gist is about. Like, I want this platform to be that, exactly that, where we can talk about the stories, talk about life, talk about love, talk about culture, you know, give tips on how to do things well. Like, I want to do a show soon about how to get a job in Nigeria if you're looking to get a job. I want to do some stuff about moving back to Africa, moving back to Nigeria. I have a couple of friends who've moved to their respective countries, moved back to their respective countries, Liberia, Ivory Coast. So we're going to get into all of that. I hope that it's going to be something that you guys really resonate with. I'm going to do it as long as I can, because I just think that it's a great time. It's a good time to be able to like talk about the culture and promote the culture. Let me say, you know, what else we have to look forward to. I'm very into music, and you will probably, if you know me at all, then you know that I am like a music fan. Like, I stand for good music. And there are a lot of artists coming out of Africa. Yo, there's the music coming out of these different countries, like Niger music, heavy, crazy. Like, let's not even talk about it. Ghana, like Sarkodie, like, I have no idea what that man is saying. Sarkodie, if you hear this, let me tell you, I don't know what you're saying because I do not understand your language, but my friend, your delivery is just so serious. Like, I love everything by Sarkodie. I love everything. There's some amazing music coming out of Angola. I have some Black House stuff coming out of Angola. Some stuff coming out of Cameroon. Like, it's just amazing the type of diversity. Lots of good gospel. There's some gospel songs out right now, guys, that you will hear. You'd be like, look at this. This is okay. It's like hype, crunk for Christ kind of gospel music. It's kind of dope. So going back to what I was talking about, we're going to do this feature called the Fast 45. And the Fast 45 is really about picking one of the hottest jams of the moment and like introducing you guys to it, basically. Playing 45 seconds of it so you can kind of get a feel for it, and then letting you know how to download it. A lot of times the songs will come from my, I do this list called Super Saturday Hot List, and it's all the new music that has come out that's good. So it's not all the new music, but it's the stuff that are like complete bangers. Like, as in, you'll hear it, and in the first couple of minutes, like, you're bopping your head, you're like grooving, like moving, you want to download it. Like, those are the type of songs that are on the hot list for the Super Saturday, and they're the type of songs that we're going to feature on the Fast 45. Another thing that I'm going to feature here on the podcast is audience contributions. If you go to www.gist.com/question, you'll have an opportunity to leave a message. I want to hear from you. I want to know what your questions are. If you want to have a question answered live on the podcast, then, you know, leave a message. If you have a topic or a blog or a business or an issue or a person that you want to promote or an event that you want to promote, like, leave a message. We'll definitely, hopefully, we'll be able to feature a lot from the audience, from the listeners. And it's really about what you leave. So if you're looking to promote anything at all, if you have a question, a topic, an issue, anything you want to get into, like, this is a perfect opportunity. So definitely do that at www.gist.com/question and leave a message. We'll also be highlighting, I mentioned before, events. There's lots of things happening all over. London, crazy. New York, Texas, ATL, Atlanta, Hotlanta, lots of stuff going on there. Jersey, we're okay, but we go to a lot of those New York events. Maryland, West, D.C., Virginia, the whole DMV area. And of course, you know, on the continent, Accra, Liberia, Monrovia. Monrovia has a couple of things going on. Lagos, of course, Abuja, of course, and more. I'm sure that, you know, as we do more, we'll hear from more places. There's a heavy Niger population, a heavy African population in Chicago, obviously. So whatever your event or happening is that you want people to go to, if you want to do a little promotion on the site, definitely make sure to get in touch and leave a message. And finally, there's going to be a lot of interviews. I've done a couple of interviews in preparation. You're going to hear from people who are just doing amazing things, people who've started businesses and they are on their grind. There are people who have moved back to their respective countries and have started businesses there, and they have some things to teach us and to tell us about, you know, doing business in Nigeria, doing business in the Ivory Coast, doing business in different countries. And like I mentioned, we're also going to have a lot of lifestyle stuff. So, that's a lot. I tend to talk very fast, so I'm sorry if you didn't get my, if you didn't get everything. I will work on it. But yeah, that's what GIST is about, guys. It's about the culture, the music, the life, the love, the stories. And I hope that you rock with it. So before I go, let me just give you this, the first 45, basically the first fast 45. It's this new song that I have been banging, since I uploaded it on the latest Super Saturday Hot List. It's called In the Morning by Ice Prince featuring Terry G. It's a banger, certified. Check it out. Here it is. Ice Prince, Terry G, In the Morning. Let's get it. Here we go.
I seen a very few people where sabi my story. When I wake up in the morning, I sing songs and give God glory. Oh yeah. I seen a very few people where sabi my story. Oh yeah. So when I wake up in the morning, I sing songs and give God glory. Oh, no, no, no.
In the morning.
In the morning. Let me stop. I can't sing. But wasn't that song dope? Didn't you enjoy it? It was so good. I literally like love that song. I think it's been on repeat since I got it. Again, it's Ice Prince featuring Terry G. It's called In the Morning. That was the fast 45. It was the first 45 seconds of the song. I'm telling you, the rest of it, it's like a 3-minute song. It's just so live. It's just really good. And it's part of the Super Saturday Volume 10. There are links to where to download it in the show notes. There are other really, really good songs. In all, we've done 10 Super Saturdays so far. And listen, like, there's like 70 to 80, like, really good tracks. So if you're into music like I am, download, check out each of the past Super Saturday hot lists. Check GIST out on SoundCloud. We have a SoundCloud account where I put up all the music that has been, like, really good, starting from, I don't even know, like, earlier this year. Maybe, like, the summer, there's, like, a bunch of new songs. We get over 2,000 plays every week. People really like, you know, a lot of the different music that's up there. There are a lot of female artists that you might not know about, like Coco Benson. There are a bunch of new, like, music from, there's some stuff from Two Face that I really like. There's some stuff from Sarkodie, Shatta Wale. Over in Ghana, hey, dance hall. If you like dance hall, Shatta Wale is definitely one to hear and listen to. Samini, just a bunch of folks. So yes, check the SoundCloud out. It's www.soundcloud.com/gist.com. So it's GIIST.com. Get it, check it out, listen to music, download music. It's all free, so why not? And that's it. That's all we got for the very first, the intro episode. There's a lot to look forward to for the next show. If you have enjoyed what you've heard, definitely subscribe to the podcast, number one. There'll be links in the show notes. Also, like GIST on Facebook, www.facebook.com/TheGIST. We're live. We've got like 7,000 people strong on there, and those likes, those 7,000 likes, all of you who are listening, and if you have already liked the page, like, thank you. It's so good to see. It's so amazing to see. We're on Twitter, www.twitter.com/TheGIST. We're on Instagram, although my Instagram game could be a little better. But we're on Instagram, www.instagram.com/TheGIST. And yeah, I'm on Twitter too if you just want to connect with me directly. Although I would really prefer that you link up with some of the GIST platforms. But of course, if you want to get at me directly, leave a message, like I mentioned at the top of the show, at www.gist.com/question, or hit me up on Twitter. Lola Adeyemo is my handle. What else? I think that's it. I think it's a wrap. Thank you for checking out Gist. I'm looking forward to really good things. I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys. And yeah, it's just going to be a good time. I think I might play a little bit more of the song of In the Morning just to be out. Have a good one. Have a good week. And until next time, we out.
Awa. Sha. I dream it. I seen a very few people ways I be my story. When I wake up in the morning, I sing songs and give God glory. Oh yeah. I seen a very few people ways I be my story. Oh yeah. So when I wake up in the morning, I sing songs and give God glory. Oh, no, no, no. Sometimes you have it bad, sometimes you might be rolling nice all day. You know the man who talks the most never really goes in, right? Oh yeah, but he be dissing me all out like say I record with a stolen mic. And God, I can't even explain that, I had a golden night.